These are quotes from Srila Prabhupada and from the Srimad Bhagavatam after Prabhupada's departure by Rida Ananda Maharshi. I believe only the first one is by him. The word titikshava, or tolerance, indicates that a transcendentalist must be forgiving. The material world is full of embarrassing and irritating situations, and unless one is inclined to be very much forgiving, he will become infected by a vindictive mentality, which spoils one's spiritual consciousness. The definition of vindictive is revengeful in spirit, inclined to seek vengeance. The rest are from Srila Prabhupada. One should chant the holy names of the Lord in a humble state of mind, thinking oneself lower than the straw in the street. One should be more tolerant than a tree, devoid of all sense of false prestige, and should be ready to offer all respects to others. In such a state of mind, one can chant the holy name of the Lord constantly. We must always remember this verse and be as tolerant as the tree as we execute the Krishna consciousness movement. Without this mentality, we cannot be successful. A sadhu, a devotee, is never angry. Actually, the real feature of devotees who undergo tapasya, austerity, is forgiveness. Tapasvi, those who are advancing in Krishna consciousness, undergoing tapasya, austerities, their first qualification is to forgive the offender. That is the qualification. Those who are tapasvis, their first duty is how much he is forgiving, how much he has learned to forgive. Brahmanas are beautiful when they are forgiving. Kshatriyas when they are heroic and never retreat from fighting. Vaishyas when they enrich cultural activities and protect cows. And Shudras when they are faithful in the discharge of duties, pleasing to their masters. Thus, everyone becomes beautiful by his special qualities. And the special quality of the Brahmanas, as described here, is forgiveness. So a devotee is always very understanding if there is some discrepancy, behavior on the part of non-devotees. And even some devotees misbehave, he is always very tolerant and understanding. The duty of a brahmana is to culture the quality of forgiveness, which is illuminating like the sun. The Supreme Personality of Godhead, Hari, is pleased with those who are forgiving. The Lord is very satisfied with his devotee when the devotee greets other people with tolerance, mercy, friendship, and equality. I am glad to learn that your cooperation for this society is appreciated by the authorities. We should learn to forget and forgive minor incidents, because whenever there are two men in a place, there is always some misunderstanding. Even if a devotee commits the most abominable actions, he is to be considered saintly because he is properly situated. As you will say, to err is human. So, in the neophyte stage, we may always expect some discrepancies are there. Kindly see things in this light and forgive their small mistakes. The big thing is they have given their life, everything, to Krishna. That is never a mistake. That was a letter to a man who was complaining about the way the devotees were distributing books, or personally, I guess, how he was personally approached or dealt with by a book distributor. The Brahmana said, "These people are not the cause of my happiness and distress. Neither are the demigods, my own body, the planets, my past work or time. Rather, it is the mind alone that causes happiness and distress and perpetuates the rotation of material life." Failing to conquer this irrepressible enemy, the mind, whose urges are intolerable and who torments the heart, many people are completely bewildered and create useless quarrel with others. Thus they conclude that other people are either their friends, their enemies, or parties indifferent to them. If someone bites his tongue with his own teeth, at whom can he become angry in his suffering? Suniti said to Prahlad, "My dear son, don't wish anything inauspicious for others. Anyone who inflicts pain upon others suffers himself from that pain. Anger and resentment are due to ignorance, due to material attachment. We have to solve the problem through knowledge and purification." So the following quotes are from the world of non-devotees. Well, I don't want to say they're not devotees, but outside the Krishna consciousness movement. Forgiveness is the release of all hope for a better past. That is from Alexa Young. Forgiveness is the release of all hope for a better past. You know you have forgiven someone when he or she has harmless passage through your mind. Reverend Carl Huntley. Love is an act of endless forgiveness. Peter Ustinov. Forgiveness is the fragrance the violet sheds on the heel that has crushed it. That's from Mark Twain. And then we have the saying, I'm not sure where it comes from, this is a saying in India, if you kill a skunk, your hand will smell, which is the opposite of what Mark Twain is saying. If we apply an eye for an eye and a tooth for a tooth, most of the world will be blind and toothless. Mahatma Gandhi. The remarkable thing is that we really love our neighbor as ourselves. We do unto others as we do unto ourselves. We hate others when we hate ourselves. We are tolerant towards others when we tolerate ourselves. We forgive others when we forgive ourselves. We are prone to sacrifice others when we are ready to sacrifice ourselves. That's from Eric Hoffer. Forgiveness is freeing up and putting to better use the energy once consumed by holding grudges, harboring resentments, and nourishing unhealed wounds. It is rediscovering the strengths we always had and relocating our limitless capacity to understand and accept other people and ourselves. Metaphorically, it's the curtain standing between the room you're living in now and a new room, much larger and full of beautiful objects. The act of forgiveness removes the curtain. Clearing up your old accounts can free up so much energy that you jump right into a whole new house. Forgiving releases you from the punishment of a self-made prison, where you are both the inmate and the jailer. Sydney and Suzanne Simon. Nice. The inmate and the jailer. As difficult as it seems, you can be sure of this. At the core of the heart, you have the power to move beyond all the old issues that are still hindering your freedom. The hardest things, the ones that push you up against your limits, are the very things you need to address to make a quantum leap into a fresh inner and outer life. And I don't know who said that. In the long run, it's not a question of whether they deserve to be forgiven. You're not forgiving them for their sake. You're doing it for yourself, for your own health and well-being. Forgiveness is simply the most energy-efficient option. It frees you from the incredibly toxic, debilitating drain of holding a grudge. Don't let these people live rent-free in your head. If they hurt you before, why let them keep doing it year after year in your mind? It's not worth it, but it takes heart, effort to stop it. You can muster that heart power to forgive them as a way of looking out for yourself. It's the one thing you can be totally selfish about. Take it slowly. The deepest resentments are wrapped up in a lot of hurt and pain. We think we're protecting ourselves by not forgiving. Acknowledge that and go easy on yourself. Forgiveness means that you've decided not to let it keep festering inside, even if it only comes up once in a while. Forgiveness is a powerful yet challenging tool that will support and honor you, even in the most extreme circumstances. That's from Doc Childra and Howard Martin. Doc Childre. It's spelled C-H-I-L-D-R-E. Many people are afraid to forgive because they feel they must remember the wrong or they will not learn from it. The opposite is true. Through forgiveness, the wrong is released from its emotional stranglehold on us so that we can learn from it. Through the power and intelligence of the heart, the release of forgiveness brings expanded intelligence to work the situation more effectively. David MacArthur and Bruce MacArthur. When you hold resentment toward another, you are bound to that person or condition by an emotional link that is stronger than steel. Forgiveness is the only way to dissolve that link and get free. Catherine Ponder. I've learned that when you have an argument with your spouse, the first one who says, "I'm sorry I hurt your feelings, please forgive me," is the winner. That's anonymous. The weak can never forgive. Forgiveness is the attribute of the strong. Mahatma Gandhi. To forgive is to set a prisoner free and discover the prisoner was you. Anonymous. Humanity is never so beautiful as when praying for forgiveness or else forgiving another. John Paul Richter or Richter, R-I-C-H-T-E-R. Forgiveness ought to be like a canceled note, torn in two and burned up, so that it never can be shown against one. I'll read that again. Forgiveness ought to be like a canceled note, torn in two and burned up, so that it can never be shown against one. Henry Ward Beecher. It is easier to forgive an enemy than a friend. Madame Dorothy DeLuzzi. A woman who can't forgive should never have more than a nodding acquaintance with a man. Ed Howe. Now I'm going to read some quotes from Bhagavatam relating to forgiveness. Bhishma Dev advised for all human beings 9 qualifications. Not to become angry, not to lie, to equally distribute wealth, to forgive, to beget children only by one's legitimate wife, to be pure in mind and hygienic in body, not to be inimical toward anyone, to be simple, and to support servants or subordinates. One cannot be called a civilized person without acquiring the above-mentioned preliminary qualities. As far as salvation is concerned, one has to conquer the principles of lust, anger, unlawful desires, avarice, and bewilderment. To get freedom from anger, one should learn how to forgive. When Lord Jesus Christ was being crucified, he said, "My God, forgive them. They know not what they do." This is the proper attitude of an advanced devotee. He understands that the conditioned souls cannot be hated because they have become mad due to their materialistic way of thinking. In this Krishna consciousness movement, there is no question of hating anyone. Everyone is welcome to come and chant Hare Krishna, take prasadam, listen to the philosophy of Bhagavad Gita, and try to rectify material, conditional life. This is the essential program of Krishna consciousness. Krishna never tolerates offenses committed at the lotus feet of a pure Vaishnava. A Vaishnava, however, is always ready to forgive such offenses. Kripam Bhuti, a Vaishnava is an ocean of mercy. Vancha Kalpa Taru, everyone has desires, but a Vaishnava can fulfill all desires. Kalpa Taru refers to a tree in the spiritual world which is called a wish-fulfilling tree. Truthfulness, cleanliness, and forgiveness are also decreasing. Formerly, if someone did something wrong, the other party would forgive him. For example, Arjuna was tortured by his enemies, yet still, on the battlefield of Kurukshetra, he said, "Krishna, let me leave, I don't want to kill them." This is forgiveness. But now, even for a small insult, people will kill. This is going on. Also, there's no mercifulness, daya. Even if you see someone being killed in front of you, you will not take interest. These things are happening already. So religion, truthfulness, cleanliness, forgiveness, mercifulness, duration of life, bodily strength, and memory, these eight things will decrease, decrease, decrease. When you see these symptoms, you should know the age of Kali is making progress. Therefore, great sages, one who is able to give up this kama, the lust and anger, they're called great sages. Chama, rupa, tapasvinam. Chama, rupa, tapasvinam. Tapasvi, one who is, who are sages, their duty is always forgive any enemy. Just like you've got a very nice example, Lord Jesus Christ. He was being crucified, but he forgave all the persons who were engaging in crucifying him. So he prayed, "O Lord, these people do not know what they are doing." So this is, I mean to say, these signs of great sages. They are not, I mean to say, angry. Kama krodha. Yes, tolerant. Yes, shanti. We should not be intolerant. Even somebody has done some wrong unto me. Tapasvi. Kshama rupa tapasvinam. Tapasmi. Tapasvi, those who are advancing in Krishna consciousness, undergoing tapasya, austerities, their first qualification is to forgive the offender. That is the qualification. Tapasvinam, shamarupa tapasvinam. Then tyaga. Tyaga means to give your energy for Krishna. Everyone is giving energy for sense gratification. When we give our energy, Krishna, pararte pragya utsrijat. This is Chanakya Pandit. Sani mite param tyago vinas emiyate sati. Sanmi vite param tyaga. Tyaga means to give in charity for others' benefit. That is called tyaga. So what is the best tyaga? When you give up everything. First, decreasing religiosity. People will become irreligious, and they will forget what is telling truth. They will become accustomed to speak lie, and socham, no cleanliness, and shama. Shama means forgiveness. Suppose I have done some wrong, but there is no forgiveness. Shama rupa tapasvinam. People are advised, especially those who are following penance and austerity, yogic principle, or devotional life, they should learn to excuse. In our dealings, there are so many faulty things between ourselves. So if we take everything very seriously, then it is very difficult to live. So shama, but that shama means forgiveness, that will reduce. Nobody will forgive. Retaliation, vengeance, that will increase. This is from TKG's diary. Prabhupada speaking to his sister. Sometime in the past, I heard you were not allowed in the room. So if there is any offense, I want you to forgive me. Then to Bhakti Chiru Maharaj, who was standing there. Apart from being my sister, she is my god sister. So she took Harinam Diksha from Bhakti Siddhanta. If we make offense upon any Vaishnava, it is not good. So please ask her to forgive me. I am only taking juice, but I would like to eat something. Today I'm going to eat something, solid food. Doesn't matter whether it does good to me or bad to me. Nothing can be worse than this. She is Vaishnavi. It will be good for me. Now here are a few more quotes from the world outside Krishna consciousness about forgiveness. I feel these quotes will be helpful. Some we've already read, but I'll read them again. It's good to hear them twice. The weak can never forgive. Forgiveness is the attribute of the strong, Mahatma Gandhi. Humanity is never so beautiful as when praying for forgiveness, or else forgiving another, John Paul Richter. If we could read the secret history of our enemies, we would find in each person's life sorrow and suffering enough to disarm all hostility. Henry Wadsworth Longfellow. The moment one sincerely and freely forgives another, something wonderful and good happens to both the forgiver and the forgiven. The capacity for both to love one another is increased and strengthened. Arlie Pryor. Only the brave know how to forgive. It is the most refined and generous pitch of virtue human nature can arrive at. Lawrence Stern. Forgiveness is better than punishment. Forgiveness is proof of a gentle person, punishment of a savage nature. That's from Epictetus, first century Greek Stoic philosopher. If you can't forgive, don't ask to be forgiven. Anonymous. If you haven't forgiven yourself for something, how can you forgive others? Dolores Huerta. Once a woman has forgiven her man, she must not retreat. She must not reheat his sins for breakfast. Marlene Dietrich, 20th century German-born American film actress. Since nothing we intend is ever faultless, and nothing we attempt ever without error, and nothing we achieve without some measure of finitude and fallibility, we call humanness, we are saved by forgiveness. David Augsburger, 20th century Mennonite clergyman and author. We pardon to the extent that we love. François du de la Rochefoucauld, or however that's pronounced, 17th century French writer and moralist. Christ stated emphatically that it was quite impossible in the nature of things for a man to be at peace with God and at variance with his neighbor. This disquieting fact is often hushed up, but it is undeniable that Christ said it, and the truth of it is enshrined in the petition for forgiveness in the Lord's Prayer. Bertram Phillips, 20th century English Bible translator, writer, and broadcaster. Forgiveness is God's command, Martin Luther. The best thing about giving of ourselves is that what we get is always better than what we give. The reaction is greater than the action. Orison Swett Marden. Forgiveness is the oil of relationships. Josh McDowell. We can easily forgive a child who is afraid of the dark. The real tragedy of life is when men are afraid of the light. Plato. If I owe Smith $10 and God forgives me, that doesn't pay Smith. Robert Greene Ingersoll. I can have peace of mind only when I forgive rather than judge. Gerald Jumpolsky. It is in pardoning that we are pardoned. St. Francis of Assisi. Forgiveness is a virtue of the brave. Indira Gandhi. If the other person injures you, you may forget the injury. But if you injure him, you will always remember. Kahil Gibran. He that cannot forgive others breaks the bridge over which he himself must pass if he would ever reach heaven. For everyone has need to be forgiven. I would like to read that again. He that cannot forgive others breaks the bridge over which he himself must pass if he would ever reach heaven. For everyone needs to be forgiven. George Herbert. When you are happy, you can forgive a great deal. Princess Diana. Right actions in the future are the best apologies for bad actions in the past. Tyrone Edwards. Forgiveness does not change the past, but it does enlarge the future. Paul Bosse. Never does a human soul appear so strong and noble as when it forgoes revenge and dares to forgive an injury. Edwin Chapin. The heart of a mother is a deep abyss at the bottom of which you will always find forgiveness. Okay, how to pronounce this? Honoré de Balzac. Honoré de Balzac. Every man should keep a fair-sized cemetery in which to bury the faults of his friends. Henry Beecher. The best thing to give your enemy is forgiveness. To an opponent, tolerance. To a friend, your heart. To your child, a good example. To a father, deference. To your mother, conduct that will make her proud of you. To yourself, respect. To all men, charity. Clarabelle Flower. The best thing to give your enemy is forgiveness. Nice. Deal with the faults of others as gently as with your own. Chinese proverb. If you cannot mold yourself entirely as you would wish, how can you expect other people to be entirely to your liking? Thomas Kempis. Man is always inclined to be intolerant toward the thing or person he hasn't taken the time adequately to understand. Robert Brown. We have the power to both destroy and heal. When words are both true and kind, they can change our world. Buddha. I offer you peace. I offer you love. I offer you friendship. I see your beauty. I hear your need. I feel your feelings. My wisdom flows from the highest source. I salute that source in you. Let us work together for unity and love. Mahatma Gandhi. Anger will never disappear so long as thoughts of resentment are cherished in the mind. Anger will disappear just as soon as thoughts of resentment are forgotten. Buddha. The nobler sort of man emphasizes the good qualities in others and does not accentuate the bad. The inferior does the reverse. Confucius. Constant kindness can accomplish much. As the sun makes ice melt, kindness causes misunderstanding, mistrust, and hostility to evaporate. Albert Schweitzer. Be assured that if you knew all, you would pardon all. Thomas Kempis. There is so much bad in the best of us and so much good in the worst of us that it doesn't behoove any of us to talk about the rest of us. Unknown. With a little time and a little more insight, we begin to see both ourselves and our enemies in humbler profiles. We are not really as innocent as we felt when we were first hurt. And we do not usually have a gigantic monster to forgive. We have a weak, needy, and somewhat stupid human being. When you see your enemy and yourself in the weakness and silliness of the humanity you share, you will make the miracle of forgiving a little easier. Louis B. Smedes. It is only imperfection that complains of what is perfect. What is imperfect. It is only imperfection that complains of what is imperfect. The more perfect we are, the more gentle and quiet we become towards the defects of others. Joseph Addison. Most of our suspicions of others are aroused by our knowledge of ourselves. Unknown. You can't do a kindness too soon because you never know how soon it will be too late. Ralph Waldo Emerson. You cannot do a kindness too soon because you never know how soon it will be too late. One hearty laugh together will bring enemies into a closer communion of heart than hours spent on both sides in inward wrestling with the mental demon of uncharitable feeling. William James. Now, if William James were a devotee, he would say, one hearty kirtan together will bring enemies into closer communion of heart than hours spent on both sides in inward wrestling with the mental demon of uncharitable feeling. Spread love everywhere you go. Let no one ever come to you without leaving happier. Mother Teresa. You cannot shake hands with a clenched fist. Golda Meir. Beginning today, treat everyone you meet as if they were going to be dead by midnight. Extend to them all the care, kindness, and understanding you can muster, and do it with no thought of any reward. Your life will never be the same again. Ag Mundino. If we wait too long to forgive, our rage settles in and claims squatter rights to our souls. Louis B. Smedes. You may be sorry that you spoke, sorry you stayed or went, sorry you won or lost, sorry you so much was spent. But as you go through life, you'll find you're never sorry you were kind. Herbert Brochnow. I have always found that mercy bears richer fruits than strict justice. Abraham Lincoln.